The third and final reading of the harbor rate increase passed unanimously without any discussion and no comments from the public. That increase takes effect in July. It will mean a 9% increase for boats mooring in Petersburg's harbors and an across-the-board hike of about 12% for most other fees charged in the harbors. The change to the senior sales tax exemption did generate some discussion. It would end the exemption from the borough's 6% sales tax for local residents 65 and over. That would be replaced with an annual rebate that qualifying seniors could apply for. The ordinance is modeled after a rebate program started in Sitka this year. Several local residents have proposed the change. Susan Flint explained.
When we heard about Sitka's solution, we thought maybe that would work here. It seems like a fair, respectful solution to the problem. Refunds will go to those on state, federal, or tribal assistance. The needs basis we've been looking for without a bunch of receipt keeping or tax return proofs.
Supporters of the change originally proposed a rebate of $400 per senior or $500 per couple. The latest version would pay an annual rebate of $300 for an individual or $450 for a couple. But Flint suggested the assembly change those amounts if it wanted. The proposal is meant to bring in more revenue to the borough to help pay for services. It's back up for discussion because of Petersburg's growing proportion of the populace over retirement age and a squeeze on the borough's other sources of money. Another supporter of the change, Brian Lynch, expected a loss of fish tax from the state.
Given relatively poor projected salmon returns and an already severely restricted salmon season, coupled with China's looming tariffs on Alaska seafood, it is more than highly likely Petersburg will see severely reduced raw fish tax revenues over the next how many years? We simply cannot continue to allow this loss of revenue and expect to continue to provide services that we all expect.
Unlike in Sitka, a change to Petersburg's sales tax exemption requires a vote of the people, and attempts to sunset the tax break or make big changes have been voted down handily in the past. Seniors continue to highlight their need for the exemption, especially with the high cost of living and their difficulties paying bills on a fixed income. Another local resident, Cindy Lynn, explained the rebate would not cover the sales tax she would end up paying for utilities and other monthly bills.
I am asking the council to look at that seriously, please, and not just look at the food bill as far as 6% of the food, because we spend a lot more than that, to consider possibly increasing that rebate amount for an individual. Let's say $50 a month times 12, you know, is $600 a year. That's twice as much as what you're saying.
The assembly discussed the possibility of changing the rebate amounts for the third and final reading. Here's Nancy Strand.
I'm all in favor of putting it on the ballot, which is why I'll continue to support it. But I think there's a better chance of it passing if there's lower rebates.
The rest of the assembly agreed the issue should go on the ballot and approved it in second reading without making any changes by a 5-0 vote. Mayor Mark Jensen and Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter weren't at the meeting. The rebate amount could still be changed at the third reading next month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.